Welcome to day 145 of our 180-day study. We're opening up a new subject. I've called it How to Pray. That's not in the official title. There's just a large section in the catechisms that have to do with the Lord's Prayer, a line-by-line exposition of the Lord's Prayer, and a practical application. I think it's a really good section, one of my favorites. There's also some material from the Confession of Faith that we'll get into. Just a note here, I think that we vastly underestimate the power of prayer. Speaking as someone who runs for United States Congress every 2 years, I think a lot of political action is pointless. That the real thing that sustains our country and keeps us from falling into the chaos of hyperinflation or concentration camps is probably that there are a lot of people praying, and you won't hear about them on the mainstream media, but they're out there, and that's, I think, a really important thing for us to do, and it's important for us to learn about what prayer is and how to pray, and that's what the Catechism does, and so let's get started. We'll begin with Westminster Shorter Catechism question 98, what is prayer? Larger Catechism question 178 is also, what is prayer? The answers are pretty similar, so we'll cover them both at the same time. You may have to flip up and down on your screen to look at both answers. The Shorter Catechism answers the question, what is prayer, with, prayer is an offering up of our desires unto God for things agreeable to His will in the name of Christ with confession of our sins and thankful acknowledgement of His mercies. The Larger Catechism answer is slightly different, but prayer is an offering up of our desires unto God in the name of Christ by the help of His Spirit with confession of our sins and thankful acknowledgement of His mercies. So let's look at it phrase by phrase. First, both catechisms say prayer is an offering up of our desires unto God, and both quote Psalm 62:8. Trust in Him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. The Shorter Catechism says we're to pray for things agreeable to His will. I don't understand why the so-called Larger Catechism leaves that out. The proof text is obvious, 1 John 5:14, and this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. Both catechisms say that we are to pray in the name of Christ. Both catechisms use the same proof text, John 16:23, in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, He will give it unto you. The Larger Catechism adds that we are to pray by the help of His Spirit. Romans 8:26, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Both catechisms say that prayer should be accompanied with confession of our sins. The proof texts are the same, Psalm 32:5, I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. For this shall every one that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Daniel 9:4, and the link there is to a little chart you might want to pray out. Daniel's prayer in chapter 9 is really a nice one. And if you go through that and simply rephrase each of Daniel's petitions, for to make them applicable to your own life, I think that's a really valuable exercise. Daniel 9:4, I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant of mercy to them that love Him and to them that keeps His commandments. Then both catechisms say that the final element of prayer is thankful acknowledgement of His mercies, and gratitude is certainly a very powerful character trait. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. Then Westminster Larger Catechism question 179 asks, are we to pray unto God only? Answer, God only being able to search the hearts, hear the requests, pardon the sins, and fulfill the desires of all, and only to be believed in and worshipped with religious worship, prayer, which is a special part thereof, is to be made by all to Him alone and to none other. Okay, phrase by phrase, God only being able to search the hearts. 1 Kings 8:39, "Then hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive, and do, and give to every man according to his ways, whose heart thou knowest. For thou, even thou only, knowest the hearts of all the children of men." Acts 1:24, "And they prayed and said, Thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether of these two thou hast chosen." And Romans 8:27, "And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God." God alone is able to hear the requests. Psalm 65, "O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come." And pardon the sins. Micah 7:18, "Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity, and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy." And God alone is able to fulfill the desires of all. Psalm 145:18-19, "The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and will save them." God only is to be believed in. Romans 10:14, "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And God alone is to be worshipped with religious worship." Matthew 4:10, "Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Prayer is a special part of religious worship. 1 Corinthians 1:2, "Unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours." And so prayer, as well as religious worship, is to be made by all to him alone. Psalm 50:15, "And call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." And worship and prayer is to be made to none other. Romans 10:14, "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed?" Answer, of course, is they cannot. Then Westminster Larger Catechism, question 180. What is it to pray in the name of Christ? Answer, to pray in the name of Christ is, in obedience to his command and in confidence on his promises, to ask for mercy for his sake, not by bare mentioning of his name, but by drawing our encouragement to pray and our boldness, strength, and hope of acceptance in prayer from Christ and his mediation. Okay, the first phrase, to pray in the name of Christ, is in obedience to his command and in confidence on his promises, to ask mercy for his sake. John 14:13-14, "And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." John 16:24, "Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full." And Daniel 9:17, "Now therefore, O our God, hear the prayer of thy servant and his supplications, and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate, for the Lord's sake." Now this praying in the name of Christ is not by bare mentioning of his name. Matthew 7:21, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doth the will of my Father which is in heaven." Not by bare mentioning of his name, but by drawing our encouragement to pray and our boldness, strength, and hope of acceptance in prayer from Christ and his mediation. Hebrews 4:14, "Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." 1 John 5:13, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. And that's all the time we have today. We'll return again tomorrow with more on how to pray on day 146.